1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
This story has come to our attention. The government, is, as you know, compensates the families of our military, our men and women in action in the Middle East, get hazardous duty pay, combat pay. There are other groups of civilians who feel they're also allowed compensation for certain losses during this conflict. They are complaining that the government is not responding as quickly to them as, let's say, the Jessica Lynch family. One of them is Jeffrey Dowder. He's with us. He's 29 years of age and works at, Mr. Dowder, is that Delcott Marina Sales?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and that's in Marina Del Rey, California. You were on at least two TV shows yesterday, and you've been doing some radio. Tell us your basic position.
Phil, we just feel, Mr. Hendry, that there are that we are the forgotten Americans in this conflict. There are other Americans who have lost personally in this conflict, as other than the soldiers. And I think that you know, we have to remember that there are some of us who've lost financially and emotionally, and we think there are only. They're only people the government's paying attention to are those who actually are physically in the combat theater.
Well, tell me how you got involved in this campaign.
Yes, sir. We had an office pool. I'm not sure how many of those have been going on in the country, but we had an office pool that we contributed money to, in my case, $200, and it was for people to guess the day that Baghdad would fall. And within 5 days of that, you'd win the money, and the day it would fall, we had two mechanics who do most of our refits and boat repairs, and one of them won the pool. His guess was April the 12th, which is about within 5 days of today. Now, I recognize this, that this seems to some people not as important as the military families, but it was $200 that came out of my pocket that I wanted to use to go toward buying books, because I'm going to be going to junior college this summer and take some classes. And I feel that we're getting duped by our government into making these expenditures. And if the government's going to help out military families, what about those of us who've lost as well?
You realize the trivia, but you say this is an office pool.
I understand, Mr. Henry, it's not the same thing as hazardous duty pay, but there are a lot of Americans who have been duped, and that's why I think the government needs to compensate us to some degree. Because,
well, why do you say you were duped?
Well, because Donald Rumsfeld said this war was going to take a lot longer. Tommy Franks, who's the general of the Army, said it's going to take a lot longer. And also General George Bush said that it would take longer.
And you mean President Bush?
That's what, yeah, President Bush said it's going to take longer. And so it didn't. And so I lost that money. And
you're fully admitting that this is kind of trivial, though, aren't you?
It is and it isn't. It is because compared to the soldiers and what they're doing, it's not as tough. But it isn't because this is what happens when you believe your government. And because I believe the American government, when they said that this war was going to last longer, I dropped $200 in the office pool, and Kip Kiplinger, who's one of the Marina refit mechanics, won the office pool.
All right, well, there's also that at least somebody did guess right. You see what I'm saying?
Right, but I think we were all duped into going into the pool because of these claims by Donald Rumsfeld and by Tommy Franks.
All right, we're talking here with Jeff Dowder, who is with a group of people. Actually, you call yourselves the those who suffer in silence, right?
Yes, sir.
Don't you think that's a bit insulting to people who've actually had war wounds and injuries in the war?
Well, no, we're not trying, Mr. Ritter, we're not. This is not a group of people who are not patriotic. We're very patriotic. I'm just saying that while the soldiers get all the glory, we suffer in silence because no one knows about this pool. I lost $200.
Because I had a lady on last week who said that housewives do more than Jessica Lynch did. So there's a lot of people, I guess, that are getting their feelings hurt, not being recognized.
No, well, I don't need any recognition. What we'd want is compensation from the government of money we lost in office pools as the result of them saying the war would take longer.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number, 1-800-449-8686. This is money that could otherwise be given to the combat families, though. You realize that.
I realize that, but they're already, see, they already get paid. We don't, I don't get paid by the government. I was lied to by the government. And I think compensation is due me. The military works for the government, so they get paid. But I got lied to.
So you see this more as reparations?
I believe it is reparations for the lies, yes, sir. Yes, I do.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We got a hold of Jeff Dowder's number. He has been on a couple of television shows today talking about how he lost $200 in an office pool predicting the day that the city of Baghdad would fall. He lost the pool. He lost $200. And he feels he lost the pool because the government lied and said the war would take longer. I realize you're not claiming that you need the money more than the military families do. You're simply saying you need the money.
No, I recognize this, that our troops and the hazardous duty pay they get. I'm just saying that somebody needs to recognize what we lost. Colin Powell should come out right out of the chute and say this war is not going to take long, folks, if that's what he means to say, but he didn't say it. Right out of the chute, he should have said something like, yeah, listen, this is going to be, you know, a couple weeks tops. But he didn't do that.
Well, I don't know that anybody can predict that, you know? Excuse me, I have to take a drink of water.
Yeah, I can hear you coughing.
Okay, well, just hold on for a minute. Oh, man.
You want me to call back or something?
No, I'm fine. I just we're talking with Jeff Dowder here about so the United States government lied to you, and you dropped $200 in an office pool, and the troops who are getting paid by the government... These troops should share some of the government money, I guess. Is that it?
Yes, sir. I think right now they're getting hazardous duty pay, and I appreciate what the troops do. But I also have been lied to by the American government, and we feel we do need compensation. And by the way, Mr. Henry, there is precedent for this. The Small Business Administration gives out business loans. The victims' rights organizations... and we're not the only people. There's people who've canceled trips out of town. Matchbox 20 is not going to be doing their tour of Europe. Excuse me. And just all kinds of stuff. So I think a lot of people are struggling in business and everything. So that's what I'm saying.
All right, 1-800-449. I don't know how Matchbox 20 canceling their tour has to do with this.
Well, they're going to be losing money is what I'm saying.
Do you think they need to be compensated?
I think it would be good, but they're rich already. You know what I'm saying? They're already rich.
All right, here is, let me go over to Becky. Becky, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Jeffrey Dowder of Those Who Suffer in Silence.
Hi.
Hi, Becky, go ahead.
Okay, well, I would just like to tell this guy that I think he is one pathetic loser, that he is mad that our guys are going to come back early. He is mad that we haven't suffered more.
No, ma'am. No, I'm not mad. I'm glad that... Well, but what about what I lost?
You haven't lost anything. You have gained an entire country here. You have the honor of living in America. Well, what have you lost? 2 cents?
No,
you haven't lost anything.
No, ma'am. It was $200 in the office pool.
We got our guys back.
Yes, that
is
good.
You lost fewer men. Well, you need to buck up. I think you're a coward. You need to buck up and be happy these men came back.
I'm happy, but it's not all about them. That's what I'm trying to say. See how you all you want to do is make it about them?
Yeah,
of course.
That's what I want to do right now, because that's the most important thing in our country right now, are our men and women safe and going to come home to all these families. Not somebody like you who lost $200 because he made a bet.
Well,
you know, you chose your bet. You knew what the score was, and you chose to go ahead
exactly.
And place your bet, and you lost, and now you're whining about it.
No, but what I am saying is that Colin Powell should in the future say, honestly, okay, this war is probably will be in and out. Just be in and out.
You know, maybe
you
know,
what do you mean in and out?
What if he said in and out? What if he said in and out, and it took 3 weeks longer with all these whining Americans that we've had to deal with because it's taken too long?
A lot of the guys in the Middle East, when they're fighting in the Marines, shoot themselves in the foot so they can come home. Should they get money?
Oh, will you come on?
I can't listen to this. You know, that's what you're doing right now.
I should shoot myself?
Well, what are you doing right now, whining over a couple dollars?
No, ma'am. Right now, I got to go down. I got to get a boat part with Kippinger. Then we're going to come back. We got to refit a guy's propeller because he's going to Mexico.
She didn't mean what are you doing specifically. She meant what are you doing right now to help your country? Our guys are coming home. They went over. They did the do, baby. And you lost $200 in an office pool, sir. I think you know, you admit that it's a little silly, right?
Well, no, I'm saying it's nothing compared to the soldiers. But there are some soldiers that don't do that much.
Oh, well, so what? They're over there doing their part, too.
Well,
and I'd like to make one more point to you.
Uh-huh.
I think you need the $200, because I think somebody with your mentality needs all the schooling they can get. Hey, Phil Henry.
Well, you know.
I'm going to hang up.
All right, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Yeah, okay. You're all wrong.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. Jeff Dowder. Those Who Suffer in Silence is the organization. We'll take some more phone calls at 1-800-449-8686. He lost $200 in an office pool predicting which day Baghdad would fall because he predicted 5 days late. I'm going to have to ask him, but he didn't predict the right day. He feels the government should compensate him for that because he was lied to by Colin Powell and Tommy Franks. The war took a lot quicker than they said it would. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to continuous coverage of the war in Iraq here on The Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Car dealers in our next life. Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I think a lot of Americans have made some major adjustments because of this war. And it's time we spoke up, the government explained itself. It's giving money to the military families who are related to the soldiers. And I don't want to say nothing bad, but a lot of those soldiers have shot Iraqi civilians. And I know that...
Hold on for a minute. You're not going to start talking about our soldiers shooting civilians on this show and tell me they don't deserve their money.
No, but I know they didn't mean to. I know they didn't mean to.
I don't care whether they meant to or not. You're not talking about that.
But I entered an office pool, and I knew that I was doing that, and I think it's him the critical about it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's move over here to Jody. Hi, Jody. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I cannot believe that these men and women are over there fighting, giving up their lives for this guy's freedom, and he has the nerve to want to blame the government because he is stupid enough to put $200 in a pool.
I don't blame the government, except that they said...
Well, why should the government give you any money for your stupidity? I guarantee you those soldiers are not making enough money for doing what they're doing.
But they're getting more than $200. Okay.
They did not tell you to put your $200 in there. Have you lost your mind?
No, ma'am. All I've said...
See, the point we're trying to make to you, Mr. Dowder...
Mr. Henry, I can only talk to one person at a time. If the two of you are going to gang up on me, I think this forum's not very fair. And the point that I'm trying to make is, I did not say that the government forced me to do it. What I did say was that they lied to me.
And so they owe you money for your stupidity.
What?
They owe you money for your own stupidity. They did not tell you to bet.
Ma'am, the government gives money to businesses that go under. It gives money to...
But they don't give it to gamblers.
Student loans.
Gamblers?
It was an office pool. It's not gambling.
It's gambling. What world are you living in? These men and women are fighting and dying, and they are not getting paid enough, and you're worried about a $200. You're whining over a $200 bet that you were stupid enough to make.
Well, ma'am, that's about the ninth time you've used the word stupid, and I'm not calling you no names.
It is stupid. It is stupid.
Look,
I'm sorry.
Some of those guys are sitting over in Iraq getting a suntan, and yet they're going to get my $200. I would have had at least bumped up my bet to April if Donald Rumsfeld had been honest enough. But
men are sitting over there dodging bullets for your freedom.
Ma'am, I understand that, but Rumsfeld is the problem. I would have bumped my bet up to April.
Oh, good.
Okay.
My goodness.
It's hypocritical. They get money and hurt people.
Oh, will you stop?
My goodness. Well, why don't you go join in, and maybe they'll pay you.
What?
Go join the service.
What?
I mean, if you're so worried about this $200, go do something for your country.
About what?
You're worried about $200 that you made on a stupid bet. So I'm telling you, if you want money, go join the service. They'll pay you.
Also, those soldiers, did you see the pictures of them sitting on Saddam's gold toilet and stuff?
Absolutely, I did.
They're squeezing one out on a gold toilet seat, and I'm sitting here $200 lighter.
Oh, jeez.
What difference does it make?
Those gold toilets belong to the Iraqi people. And if the Americans go in there and use them, after going across that desert for days and days, being shot at, they deserve it.
No kidding. And take a shower, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not saying they don't not deserve it. I'm just saying I'm too.
That you want your $200 because you made a stupid bet.
All right. Thank you very much, ma'am. I think that's the bottom line. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Small business loans are given out, Mr. Dowder, and student loans are given out, and some of the other things that you mentioned. But the government is trying to help the families of our military as much as they can. You were involved in an office pool. You lost your money, and you're saying you lost it based upon information that was given to you by Donald Rumsfeld and by other members of the media.
That is, by the government, and also. And I think I have to say it, and I don't mean any, and you didn't want me to say it, but I think I should say it. The soldiers have been shooting and killing people, and yet they get paid. All I did was make a bet.
They're supposed to shoot and kill people.
Yes, they are. Okay, technically, but it's still morally wrong for them to do it.
So you're better than them.
I wouldn't say that.
But that's what you're saying. You're better than them. So you ought to get your $200 that you lost in an office pool quicker than the soldiers in Iraq should get their money, because they're shooting and killing people, and that's immoral.
It is against the Bible. Yeah. It is against the Bible.
Are you a Christian, sir?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Kimberly. Kimberly, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
I just wanted to ask, or I know it's not a question-and-answer session, I mean, but this guy's wanting reimbursement for our government for making an invalid prediction, for lack of better terms. And, you know, is he also going to want money from our editors who predict ball games incorrectly? I mean, if you go into one office pool, you go into multiple.
Because that's a private business. That's a private business. But General Bush,
a private business?
Yeah.
Do you really think that our military government went in there knowing it was going to end on a particular day?
No,
war is not over.
No, ma'am, but the fall of Baghdad's what the bet was about. And no, but they knew this was going to be pretty sweet.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
What do you mean, sweet?
Oh, they had it. With everything that they had, they knew they'd go in and just, you know, roll over them.
Yeah.
How could they not?
And you're saying that, you know, one guy knows one ball, you know, one team knows is going to win. And who says that you don't make a bet against the opposing team? Yeah, I'm curious of your pool, how many of you are really having this complaint. I mean, if it's the whole gamut, go ask the guy for your money back.
What?
Had you won the money, you wouldn't be on the Phil Henry Show.
Right, exactly. Hold, thank you very much, Kimberly. Hold on, Mr. Dowder. 1-800-449-8686. Should the government compensate people who've lost office pools predicting the fall of Baghdad? Phil Henry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
On the line with me is Jeff Dowder. He's formed a loose organization of people called Suffering in Silence. people who have lost money because of this war and are not getting compensated the way the soldiers do. I want to be very clear. Do you think you're equal to our fighting men?
No, sir, I do not. But I'm just saying, I entered an office pool based upon what I had been had told by the military. And I said June 1st. That's my pick. Some people said the end of April. Some guys said that it would be December 9th. So there's quite a bit of, you know, kind of a differentiation. And the problem is that this war was conducted, I think, in a way that imperiled the troops' lives. I mean, it was conducted too fast for average Americans who may be involved in this kind of recreation, office pools, and the like, to make extra income by winning the pools. Okay?
Well, wars vary in length.
I understand, but I did research. The Gulf War lasted 42 days. World War II lasted between September 1st of 1939 to May 3rd of 1945. That was 2,406 days. But the technology today is better. That's why wars don't last 2,000 days anymore, because of the technology. And I took a lot of these variances, and as a result, I said June 1st, and I got taken down to the tune of $200.
Do you honestly believe the U.S. government should cover this money that you lost as they send battle pay to the troops?
I do. And I realize to a lot of Americans it doesn't sound right, but there is precedent, as I said.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Miriam, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Miriam?
Yes?
Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
Oh, yes. My name is Miriam. I'm calling from Miami. I'm not a fully American citizen, but I live here. I do have a nephew that is in the front lines in the Marines, and I don't know if this is a prank that you have with this guy on the line, but if it's not, okay, just now I just heard him saying something, oh, that the Gulf War lasted 45 days, the Vietnam War. I want
yeah,
to 40, how
42
said,
days.
How did you last it with your IQ of zero? How have you lasted to survive in this world, okay, for this long?
What do you
how,
mean?
You talk about morals. Do you know what that word means? Because you have none, okay? You have none. Morals, how can you come and say that they don't have morals because they go and they have to defend themselves by killing whoever is threatening their lives, okay? But you think that moral is for you to come and bet on their lives here for $200?
Well,
I think that you are a parasite, but even you are not worth $200 because I don't think your mom, okay, will think that your life is worth $200.
Well,
I think
well,
that you're a parasite.
Minute.
I think that you need to get your butt over there
now
and work.
Now that you
if you think that if you are such a muscle guy, okay, I'll gladly when my nephew comes back, I'll give you one of his uniforms and I want you to go and do what he did. You just lucky that you live in the United States, okay? And they're giving their life for you to come and open your mouth and have all the crap that comes out of it, okay?
Well, first of all,
you are insulting the families, the moms and dads and sisters of every soldier, okay, that have died in this war.
Well, that's a good
You're
point.
You're insulting, no, they're doing it,
what?
Okay? You're insulting the American troops, you're insulting the British troops, and you're insulting the poor Iraqi, innocent Iraqi people.
May I say something, Mr. Henry? Mr. Henry, could I say something?
Go ahead.
I'd like to ask the lady if her nephew's uniform is from Taco Bell.
No,
she said he's in the military.
He wouldn't be in the front line, okay?
Oh, he's in the Army.
He wouldn't be in the front line.
What do you mean, is it from Taco Bell?
Well, I didn't know what it was.
Didn't I just say, you know, sir?
No,
Mr.
you
Henry,
said he wore a uniform.
That you need to cut him off the air, okay?
And secondly,
because if I knew where you live, at my 5 feet, 2 inches, 110 pounds, I would go and slap you silly.
Wait a second.
That's what an imbecile you are. Okay?
Cinderella Rice said that the war would take longer. Now it's
How
not.
How can you go and bet on anything? How can you bet on anything like that? How can you bet on anything like that?
Because it was the office pool.
Why don't you? Okay, you know what? I'll put on my visa at one-way ticket for you to go and live in Iraq. I'll find out where Saddam Hussein is, and I'll send you to live with him, okay?
Why would I
That's
want
where
to
you
live
deserve
there?
To be.
Why would
That's
I want
you
to live there?
I come from a
Boston
I come
market.
From a, listen to me. I come from a country which we've had a dictatorship.
Which
okay?
one? Which one?
In Nicaragua. I come from Nicaragua. Okay, so you
where?
Don't know crap. You don't know anything.
You know Costa Rica?
Oh, do you know where that is, though?
Yeah.
I'm surprised that you
a couple
know
of friends of mine, a couple friends of mine surf Costa Rica, and they said it's sweet.
Yeah,
they surf Costa Rica.
Doesn't have a dictatorship. They don't even own a military thing. Okay? Because they're
Miriam,
democratic.
Miriam, you've made a very good point. And
I
also
I think you need to cut him off.
What is
I'm gonna hang up.
What does that sound?
What?
Is that guy's phone?
I don't know where he's
calling from. I hope he's hiding. I'm gonna hang up because
Thank you, Miriam. Thank you very much for your call.
Yeah. Does your son work at Taco Bell?
It's her nephew. 1-800-449-8686. Damaris, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. Your caller is probably one of the biggest jerks I've ever heard. Number one, I don't know what kind of people work in his office, but I'm appalled that they would even conduct a pool like that. Number two,
well, I work for Delcott Marina Sales in Marina Del Rey.
I'm talking. This guy claims that he is a Christian. Well, I don't know that gambles, and they especially don't make bets on people's lives.
I didn't say about lives.
I don't know what church he's going to, but if he would have put as much energy into doing research and doing something worthwhile to serve his country,
well, first of all,
he did. In doing research,
you never
to
been
find
in a pool?
Out how long the Vietnam War lasted, then this country would be a better place. But obviously, this guy has no life, and he's got invested in researching the length of the Vietnam War to make his bet.
I'm a Christian, okay, number one.
And can you pronounce Bible correctly?
What's that, man?
Then can you try to pronounce Bible correctly?
I did pronounce it correctly. I said, well...
You said Bible.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry?
You said, sir...
I said Bible. You said Bible.
Bible.
I said Bible.
Uh-huh.
Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, what?
Christians
does that make you a genius?
Bet,
okay, you're a genius. What do you mean Christians don't bet? I don't know what book you're reading. I read the Bible. And it says right there that Jesus changed the water into wine.
And how is that betting?
It's drinking.
How is that betting?
Oh, God. All right. Thank you very much, Damaris. 1-800-449-8686. Adela, go ahead.
General Bush isn't a Christian either.
Hey, look. What you got to do is go get yourself a better job and stop gambling, because those who gamble have to, you know, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. And when you lose, you have to shut up and take it. Take it as a man. You're man enough to do the research. You're man enough to go ahead and gamble. Then you be man enough and shut the hell up and stop blaming the poor Americans who are out there fighting for the world, fighting for peace everywhere.
Have you ever been in an office pool before? In an office pool? No, you haven't. You don't know what an office pool is because you're not from America.
Who said
of all,
I'm not from America?
You said you came from Puerto Rico.
I am not Puerto Rican.
Didn't you say that?
No, she
no,
didn't.
No, I did not.
No.
Well,
I have not said that at any point. An office pool, no matter how you look at it, is gambling.
Where are you from?
I am from Miami.
Yeah,
and you
sure.
are just a lazy, down person who would rather have it easy.
You sound like you come. You sound like you come from some kind of an island.
Pardon me?
You sound like you come from some kind of an island.
Look, where are we going with this conversation? The government is not going to compensate you for your bet. The government isn't going to do that.
Well, Mr. Henry, then there's going to be trouble.
You want to get compensated? Go work.
I do work. I work at Delcott Marina Sales. And I scrub the barnacles off of boats.
Well, then maybe you should scrub some more in your free time. See and find out who else wants you to do some extra work for them. And go make a decent living instead of just wanting to take the money away from the government that's putting the food in so many people's mouths that need it a lot more than you do.
Could you repeat that?
Never mind. Thank you very much. Let's go over to Jeremy on the Phil Hendry Show. Jeremy?
Yeah, this guy over here talking about how the government not paying back his money is lost.
Yeah, because it was an office pool, and I predicted June 1st.
Well, speaking of morally right, you shouldn't even been betting on it in the first dang place. And if somebody, you're talking about how our soldiers over are shooting and killing people. Somebody's shooting at me, you damn right, I'd be shooting back. And them idiots ought to be dead over there.
Why would you?
Why would I?
Yeah.
You wouldn't?
I wouldn't be over there in the first place.
Look, I'm not going to argue. I ain't arguing the merits of the Iraq war, okay? I'm just saying the government ain't going to pay you back for your small business loan. What is that?
What?
I think that dude's hitting a bong or something, man.
What?
Are you here? Are you smoking dope?
Gotta be.
Okay.
Gotta be.
Since when's that against the law?
It's against the law in the state of Arkansas.
Hey, buddy. Why don't you just go finish shaving your pigs and let me have a bong hit in peace?
Hey.
Yeah.
I got your pig right here, buddy.
If you were in Iraqistan, would you think that your squirrel gun could kill an Iraqi? No.
Hey, we have a little more squirrel guns over here, buddy.
Get some shoes and a big straw hat and go squirreling.
I might do that. I like squirrel hunting.
Yeah.
I like squirrel making.
I'll bet you make soup out of it and everything.
Oh,
but
what?
They're over there fighting for the Iraqi freedom, which I think is right. And if you got my opinion in it, everybody that supports Saddam, kill them. I don't care.
You got one of them Davy Crockett
it's
hats?
Dictatorship.
Okay. I got to take a break. Jesus.